Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
We start this week virtually assured it will be preoccupied by the same subject, the president's dealings with Moscow, as last week. One of the signatures of the Trump era, as our colleague Sudeep Reddy notes, is that scandals that at other times would have been all-consuming disappear in days or even hours. Trump has taken advantage of this climate by producing a constant supply of new sensations, distractions, and outrages. Does anyone remember what we were outraged about last week?
But in this case, we can remember. Serious questions about the president's dealings with a dangerous adversary, whether he or associates is compromised by Moscow, and his honesty about both subjects persist. And Trump's Russia problems aren't going anywhere. Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign manager, goes on trial this week in Virginia. The proceedings are slated to begin Wednesday and are sure to dredge up more uncomfortable Trump-Russia connections. The president is complaining that he isn't getting enough credit for his meeting with Vladimir Putin, and he is preparing for a second summit with the Russian leader.
Meanwhile, with the Washington Rottweiler's fangs in his calf, Trump is leaving. He'll go to Kansas City, Iowa, and Illinois this week, and he'll be cheered for sure. 66% of Republicans in a new Washington Post ABC poll approved of the same Helsinki summit performance with Vladimir Putin that left lawmakers in both parties sputtering. As ever, the ceiling and floor of public support for Trump are only a few points apart. The president has continued to weigh in on the topic. He tweeted at 6:23 p.m. last night, "So President Obama knew about Russia before the election. Why didn't he do something about it? Why didn't he tell our campaign? Because it's all a big hoax, that's why, and he thought crooked Hillary was going to win."
The Wall Street Journal is out with a new poll showing that Trump's job approval rating rose to 45% in a new Journal NBC News poll, the highest mark of his presidency and up one percentage point from June. The president also tweeted last night at 11:24 in all caps, a message to Iranian President Rouhani. Never, ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious.
When you check out the Playbook newsletter this morning, you may notice something new. As we enter year three of our stewardship, we've upgraded the newsletter with some new design elements and features. These changes are a result of your feedback and suggestions. Playbook is now more interactive, easier to read, and easier to share. Please enjoy and let us know how we can continue to make Playbook better.
Darren Samuelson emailed us all the details on what to expect at the Manafort trial this week. This morning at 11 a.m. is the last pretrial hearing. The judge has several motions and arguments he still hasn't ruled on, including Manafort's request to punt this trial until after the September money laundering one is done. Jury selection is scheduled to begin Wednesday. Darren and Josh Gerstein write that the risks are piling up for Trump as Manafort heads to trial, with a catalog of evidence and testimony that could undercut the president's repeated claims that the Russia investigation is a witch hunt.
Our colleague and California playbooker Carla Marinucci scoops this morning that California Democrat Barbara Lee is officially announcing her bid for House Democratic Caucus Chair. The New York Times has a piece from Santa Fe finding that Democrats are eyeing openings at the state level, given the enthusiasm of the Trump resistance.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. In the afternoon, the president will participate and deliver remarks at a Made in America product showcase. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.